When should we look for God? And I think that in the closing minutes we have, I want to take you through some people that look for God in temptation. You can turn back to Genesis chapter 22 with me, because there are seven specific times we should look for God in temptation. And some of these are I'm just going to let you read them on your own. Others I want to take you through, especially the last one in depth I want to share with you. But when should we look for God? Number one, Genesis 22, we need to look for God when we're on the mountain of despair. You say, what's that? The mountain of despair, that's what's in Genesis 22, is when Abraham was obeying God, and God asked him to do something that seemed too much. It seemed like too much. And he couldn't understand it. Look at Genesis 22:1. And it came about after these things that God tested. There's the word temptation from James 1. It's a test. God wants to see what's inside of us. God wants us to demonstrate what's inside of us. God wants us to respond the right way. It's a test. And he said to him, Abraham. And he said, here I am. Genesis 22:2. And he said, take now your son, your only son, whom you love, Isaac. Go to the land of Moriah. By the way, that's Jerusalem. Mount Moriah is the mountain of Jerusalem. The temple is built on Moriah. Calvary, Golgotha, is part of Moriah. He says, go up to that very special place in God's plan, to Moriah, and offer him, that's Isaac there, as a burnt offering on one of the mountains, which I'll tell you. Jesus was crucified on the same piece of rock that God asked the picture of Jesus, Isaac, the beloved son of the Father, who did nothing wrong to deserve death, who was dying as part of God's plan. God asked Abraham to go and act out 2,200 years or 2,100 years before the event took place of Christ's death. He asked Abraham to go as a type, to go as a picture of faith. So Abraham, verse 3, rose early in the morning. Look at this. He's a man that wanted to obey God. I mean, most of us would have said, oh, wait a minute, I've got to get the car fixed. I've got to get a coffee. You know, and oh, wait a minute, no, I've got to, you know, we would have dragged out, and if we had to do this awful thing, we would have waited as long as we could to the last moment. But he wanted to obey God. He rose early in the morning. He saddled his donkey. He took two of his young men with him, Isaac his son. He split the wood for the burnt offering. He arose. He went to the place where God told him. He did just what God said. And on the third day, Abraham raised his eyes and saw the place from a distance. Can you imagine how that smote his heart? And Abraham said to the young men, we're going to go. Verse 6, he took the wood and he took the knife, and they walked together, he and his son. Verse 6, verse 7, and Isaac spoke, and he says, my father, here I am, my son. He said, behold, there's firewood, but where's the lamb? And look at verse 8. This is when you look for God. Verse 8, Abraham said, God will provide for himself the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. And they walked on together. And you know what happened? I mean, it was the moment of truth. He took that dagger after he tied up his son, his willing son who didn't struggle, and he raised it up. And then verse 12 occurs. Praise the Lord for verse 12. Don't stretch out your hand against the lad, God said. Do nothing to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. And look at this. This is when you look for God. Verse 13. Then Abraham raised his eyes and looked, and behold, behind him a ram caught in the thicket by his horns. And he took the ram and offered it. When should we look for God? We should look for God in the mountain of despair like Abraham, when we find that God will supply me what I need. You know, he went through all the steps, and I'm not going to go through Abraham's death of his vision, and, you know, there's been endless talk about this, but he just obeyed God, even if it meant destroying his only hope of this seed that would bear the Messiah. He was going to obey God to the end. He was on the mountain of despair. He was on the mountain because he was obeying God, but he was in the despair because everything he knew that could possibly be attached to the covenant, he was destroying right then by killing Isaac. And yet, in that moment in our life, when we have done everything, when we've been faithful, when we have followed God's plan, when we haven't dated the lost ones because God says that you don't marry unsafe people, and when we haven't taken the jobs that would be a compromise to our testimony, when we've just stood for Him, and it seems like it's hopeless that our dreams are not going to be fulfilled, like Abraham in that temptation, we should see what verse 13 says. God supplies me in that moment. In that time when I obey God and when it looks hopeless and when I despair of it ever happening like I thought it would happen, if we will just look to God in that temptation, He will supply just what we want. I can still remember April of 1983 very clearly. I had decided that I was just going to go out in the ministry and be alone. I mean, I had spent all my time in seminary. I had 5 years of seminary, and I had never met a young lady that was even interesting to me to spend time with. And I remember that in April, I had decided that I wasn't going to date anymore. I was just going to go out there and be a monk pastor. Now, I was ready for that. You know, 27-year-old monastic pastor. And on May 1st, 1983, I met Bonnie for the first time. I mean, I heard her voice over the telephone. And when I met her, she was the one I had prayed for my whole life. And I knew that was the one God chose. But it was after April of 1983 when I decided that I wasn't going to give up what God wanted me to do. I was going to obey Him and go His way. And I can still distinctly remember when I decided that there was nothing else I could do. I was just going to finish seminary and go out to the ministry without a wife. I said, I don't understand this, but I'm going to obey you. And a week later, I met the woman I'd prayed for my whole life. That's the mountain of despair. That's where you follow God and obey Him. And then in that moment, God supplies what you need just to see if you will obey Him. I have friends that didn't do that. They said, well, I'll take second best. You know, I'll marry this girl and I'll lead her to the Lord someday. Or I'll marry this girl. She doesn't want to be in the ministry. I'll sell cars for a while. Then I'll be in the ministry and be a pastor someday. I'll do this, but I'm not going to go to the mission field. She doesn't want to go, but maybe in 20 years she'll want to go. You know what? I saw in all their lives the sadness of disobedience. Obey God, and He'll supply what you need.